Hi, I'm Chris and I'm with Jack, and we're here today interviewing Paul Lee. And first I'd like to ask you, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Okay, I'm an architect and I have been working in virtual design, 3D design for nearly 20 years. So I've worked in the usual kind of things an architect does, buildings, but also product design, virtual tours, virtual gaming, and manufacturing, 3D printing. And I help kids to get into this whole area by showing them what resources are available and how to use them. And the tools are very very powerful and fast and engaging, and just doing the job of getting the message out on that.
So you said that you kids could be using like practice architecture and stuff like that. So Minecraft, the game. So how do you think that could actually be used as a learning tool?
As a learning tool, I suppose in there's two ways of kind of talking about it. One is learning how to build things in different ways, and studying space and light and movement and color and so on. So that's learning in itself, and you know, Minecraft is very naturally a good platform for that. And in another sense, then the space that Minecraft provides the user with is a virtual space. So it's like a virtual library or classroom or a place where you can kind of you can relate lessons and stories and information. You can present challenges that present challenges where you have like reward based learning. So you present a challenge and you get a reward for achieving the goal. And it's just a matter of design how you put it together.
I think we know now that, you know, how it would be, but what kind of stood out between all the others? What was the reason you chose Minecraft over all other
kind of games? Well, I suppose maybe virtual spaces. The only other really kind of equivalent would be Second Life. In terms of a virtual space where, you know, you can do things in a self-directed way. Minecraft, well, obviously it's I think the fact that kids have picked it up and really it's become really popular with kids is it's a proof in itself that it's engaging and it works, and there's good reason for the fact that kids gravitate towards it. Kids are naturally curious and are much more intelligent than adults would like to believe, and very, very straightforward. So that, you know, you don't get false praise from kids.
So enjoy the day so far, like the conferences and stuff. Have you learned anything that could teach your students? Like, has anything inspired you to like teach your students?
I suppose in a way, I've learned some new things. Just listening to Steve, I'm trying to remember his name now. It was
Steve Wheeler.
Steve Wheeler. Steve Wheeler. was very, very interesting. And as the other speakers were, I didn't get to everything, but it was very interesting to hear of just in a way it's similar kind of stuff, like self-directed learning and the success of it, and the fact that people, you know, using technology in collaboration with the students rather than spoon feeding information, or, you know, like a one-way system. It's a kind of like a two-way system or a multi-layered way of learning. So it's nice to hear that, and it's, you know, he had some interesting insights also that I hadn't kind of come across before. I'm trying to remember what they are. he was very interesting to talk to as well. You know, the stories of his interactions with students, and you know, the success of self-directed learning for students who the education system, the conventional education system, would have maybe left, you know, not through anybody's fault, but just, you know, the power of self-directed learning using, you know, it's low cost technology, is really powerful. So
yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks.